Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am His Man Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, where it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man Dreaming.
Praise Him. The power of Jesus Christ our Lord. Ain't no, nothing on earth can touch that. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you everyone for joining us. You came here in Jesus' name to hear His word. Let me tell you, to feel His power. There's power in the word. There's power in that blood. And that power is here today. It's a powerful Jesus, a tangible God. It's more than just words. Witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Prepare ye the way. Matthew 3:3, the voice crying out in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make His path straight. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Are you prepared? We're living in the end time generation. The signs are all around us. Are you prepared for heaven? Are you prepared to speak out for the Lord? Are you ready to turn from your worldly ways? The lost are all around us. In fact, it's more lost now than ever before. Enter ye in straight gate, because straight is the gate and narrow the way, which leadeth unto life, and few be that find it. What a tragedy to think that you are one of the few, only to find out you missed the gate by traveling on a wide road. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. God's judgment is real. He is a strict God, and there is no room for error. So thank you for joining us today, and find out where you stand when compared to God's word. If you're ready for the Lord, praise Jesus. You ready for today's program? I know you are, because you're here. The Lord led you here. Right now, just lift up your hands and say, Jesus, thank you, Lord, for touching my life, for calling me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for putting a hand on my life. Change me today, Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, Jesus. Let today be like none other, Lord, that I feel your power more than I ever did before. Let my life be changed in your name, Jesus, the name above all names. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, died on the cross for our sins. He suffered a horrible death, but he did it so you may be in heaven. Praise God. He took all that pain so you wouldn't have to. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, a lot of times we want that short gain. We want to have something that happened quick to us. We don't want to think about that long road. We want that short reward, that quick reward. But hallelujah, that's not the way the Lord works. He's taking the long way. This is the marathon, not the short race. And in Jesus' name, the eyes of the Lord are upon you right now. God is looking at you right now. He's been watching your life and everything that you're doing. 2 Chronicles 6:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. Heron, thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Now is no time to play and gamble with eternal salvation. Listen, the Bible tells us that the commandment is a lamp. Hello? The lamp. The commandment is a lamp. It's a light. And the law is the light. Praise Jesus. And reproofs of instructions are in the life, in the way of life. Can man take fire into his bosom and his clothes and not be burned? Do you think that you can live out of sin? You can live a sinful life and not be burned by it? Not be damaged because of it? Now be separated from the Lord, away from His blessings, away from His guidance. If you're living in sin right now, you think that you can't live without sin, but Jesus is telling me that you can. If your heart is on Him, if you have the heart of Jesus, if you got the mind of the Lord, you can live without sin. You can turn from the earthly ways. There's glory in it. Some people think that if they turn from that, they're going to die. They're going to feel miserable because they're giving up all the things they think mean something to them. Let me tell you, I used to smoke pot. I used to do drugs. I used to live in a worldly life, and I just thought I needed that to keep me calm. But when the Lord delivered me from it, hallelujah, I'm more calm now than I've ever been. I feel more of life than I ever have in my life because of Jesus. And I give the credit to the Lord and the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? Listen, if you're playing Russian roulette with God, thinking that you will ask for forgiveness before your death and find your heavenly reward waiting for you, if you're living in willful sin, not the sin that just happened just out of without no control, but that willful sin, knowing you're living a life of sin, knowing that what you're doing is abomination to God, if you're doing that and thinking you're okay because you say a prayer or two, you're not. Your soul is in jeopardy. Don't risk your eternal salvation based on your own beliefs. Every tree that bringeth not forth fruit is hewn down. It's cast into the fire. If you're not bringing forth fruit, if you're not showing the fruit of the labor, if someone don't look at you and say, I see Jesus in you, and you're in trouble, you may be cast into the fire. Your very soul is on the line right now. Praise God, this ain't a sugar coat. I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm telling you what God wants me to tell you, that your life is in jeopardy. If you're not living for the Lord, you're not turned away from the earthly ways, if you're out there gossiping, talking about others, if you're out there drinking the drink and doing the drugs, I'm telling you that the Lord does not approve of that. He does not approve of you smoking pot. He does not approve of you popping pills. He does not approve of any kind of life that's not of Him. Wherein by the fruits you shall be known. Your fruits you shall be known. And listen, you're known to God, you're known to Jesus and the angels and the Holy Ghost and everyone that looks at you. Your fruits are known. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Praise God, do the will of my Father in heaven. The will of Him. That's the keeping the commandments. And what does He say about the commandments? We got all 10 of them. But listen, they ask, what's the greatest commandment of all? Jesus answered, He summed it up into this. Thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Do you understand what that means? All the love that you have is directed to the Lord. Praise God. Your soul, with all the soul, your very being, that you were here, He knew you before you were here, and He's going to know you when you're up there in heaven. He's going to know you when you're standing before Him at the throne of judgment. With all thy soul, with all thy mind, with your mind on the Lord. How can you love the Lord with all your mind? It's keeping your mind on the Lord. It's reading His Word. If you're not reading His Word, have His Bible in your hand. Praise God. Don't be watching the things that's going to take you away from the Lord. Don't be watching pornography. That's the devil's work. That ain't nothing but demons. Those people are lost and they're dragging you into it. This is the first. Praise God. And He said, I'm going to repeat this again, that He answered and said, Thou shalt love thy Lord with all thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And second is like unto this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law of the prophets. And what's the key in there? It's love. It's love. Listen, you got to have mercy. Someone's made you mad. Someone's crossed you. Have mercy. Mercy is given, is being forgiveful and forgiving those that don't otherwise deserve it. Being nice to those that are mean to you. That's mercy. When you show others mercy, He says, I'll show you mercy at the cross. I'll show you mercy. Praise God. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, we have not prophesied in your name, and in thy name cast out devils. Listen, they cast out devils in the name of Jesus, okay? And in thy name done many wonderful works. How many wonderful works have you done for the Lord? But they say in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And He says, and then I will profess unto them. Listen, this is people that's been casting out devils, doing works in the Lord. But He says, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. He says, ye that work iniquity. Speaking for the Lord, so you can be held high by man. Quoting the Bible, so you can have the upper hand in condemning the sinner. speaking words of hatred of a group or a type of people that you feel are living in sin, or because they are different from the nationality that you are. Maybe they're a different color, come from a different place. Maybe they're living an abomination to the Lord. You got no right to judge them. Lord Jesus says to love them. He's the judge. God says He is the judge. We are to love everyone. And yes, even the most evil sinner, we are to love. God will be the one to judge. You want to judge others? He's going to judge you by what you're judging them on. You're going to be a fine-tooth comb, pointing your fingers all around, saying this one's doing that, and he's doing that, he ain't living right. Then he's going to look at you with a finer tooth comb. He's going to hold you to those same things that you're trying to condemn others on. The same things you're trying to judge others on, you're going to be judged by that. We can't win the loss by condemning them. It can't be done. It's impossible. When you hurt someone's spirit, when you hurt their feelings and you're condemning them, Jesus didn't go around condemning. Well, he went around in loving, placing ourselves above them with lofty thinking. Let's remember that whore in the streets, that town was about to stone to death, a sinner for all to see. But what did Jesus do? Did he tell that whore? Listen, I'm saying it like it is. They say whorelet, but we know in this modern day, did he tell that whore, that you're going to hell, that you're full of sin? I don't want your type living around me, walking the same streets that my family walks, eating where I eat, moving into my neighborhood. The answer is no. Jesus did not condemn her. She knew she was living in sin. It was obvious to all, to everyone. But what did Jesus do? We know. He said, let them without sin cast the first stone. He said, after telling this crowd, he that was without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And after saying this, Jesus lifted himself up. He looked up and saw none but the woman. Everybody left because they was all full of sin. And he said unto her, woman, where are your accusers now? Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn you. Do you understand what he had just said? Neither do I condemn you. While you're busy condemning others for their sin, Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin. Go and sin no more. He said, sin no more. You know why he said that? Because it's possible. The devil wants you to think that you can't live without sin, that you got to sin here and there. But I'm telling you right now that the Word says that you can live without sin. If you keep your mind on Jesus, if you turn from the world and turn to Him, you'll never live like you. You'll never have life in you until you do that. When you do, you'll realize everything that you was missing, everything that the Lord had for you all along, but you just kept passing on one day. I can't do this. I got to do that. If the love of Jesus is not in your heart, and if you don't have the mind of Christ, then your soul is in jeopardy. Listen, in a twinkling of an eye, my old pastor used to say, you'd say Halle down here and Luya up there. In a twinkling of an eye, listen, it's all over. No more chances. You're done. There's a period at the end of your life. Did you do all you could do for me? Jesus is asking. Or did you leave many works on the table undone? Started but never finished. Thought about doing it but never got around to it. Today is a day to be serious about your future. Serious concerning your walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel your spirit, Lord, and I thank you, Lord. I know you're here. You may say, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. Really? Well, let's just see. Let's look at James 2:7. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Faith alone is dead. If you got nothing to show for it, if you ask Jesus to come into your heart and you ask Him to forgive you of your sins and that He's the one and the only one, and you said it then, but didn't go off and change your life, didn't go off and start living for Him, then you're in jeopardy. He says that faith without works is dead. Man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, and thou dost well. So you're going to say, I believe in Jesus. I believe in Him. Well, listen, the devil also believes, and with tremble. It says by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. The body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. faith without works is dead. If you're not living for the Lord, if you're not trying to live as he's telling you to live, following the commandments as he's shown, the examples that he showed when he was here on earth, if you're not doing that, your life is in jeopardy. The end times are upon us. We're living in an end time generation. The signs are all around us. I'm going to point some out to you, some that you've heard, and some that you're going to go, my God. But it's right there, straight out of the Bible. You think it was written today. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, they all asked Jesus privately, what shall be the sign when these things shall be fulfilled? And Jesus answered them, thank you, Lord, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. We've seen that, right? David Koresh, we see Jim Jones, and shall deceive many, shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. We've been hearing that for a long time. We've been hearing wars. We've been, listen, look at this last century. It's not that long ago, and we started these world wars, and they've been going on ever since. Nation rise up against nation. Shall be earthquakes and famines and troubles. We've seen famines. We've seen earthquakes, devastating earthquakes. We've seen troubles. He says, these are the beginning of sorrows. That was the beginning. Listen, we passed the beginning. This ain't the beginning right now. The gospel, and this, listen, the Bible says that the gospel must be published among all nations before the Son of Man comes. Let me give you some news here. 97% of the world's population has a Bible in it. 97%. We're 3% away. 3% of all nations, where the gospel of the word is published. He says the gospel may be published. Listen, that's the Bible he's talking about. Was it written then? No, it wasn't. But it is now. Praise God. And he talked about it then, to be published. And it's 97% of the world. Children shall rise up against their parents, he says. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. And what's going on now? They're trying to take the Lord out of the Bible. They're trying to take it off of money. They're trying to make, if you look at regular TV, they're trying to make the Lord look silly and stupid and give him no power. That's Hollywood. Hollywood's full of the devil. If you're living your life based on somebody in Hollywood, then you're lost. Look, 2 Timothy 3. All right. This know also, that in the last days, the time shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. What do we see now? People concede it all the time. It's me. It's my. I'm living on my way. You know, I'm living on my own beliefs. Those that boast. The Bible says in the time of boasters and proud and blasphemers. Let me tell you something about blasphemy. If you're saying Jesus or Jesus Christ, and you're not giving power and glory to the Lord when you said that, you just blasphemed. You're a blasphemer, and the Lord says right here that you're in damnation for hell. Disobedient to parents. This is what's happening right now. Listen, the end of times is coming when all these things are taking place. Disobedient to parents, we see no respect from kids anymore. A lot of us know that firsthandedly. Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Truce breakers, false accusers, fierce. Despise those that do good. Don't we look at the world and see that? Despise those that are doing good. They're ready to slam them. Look at Tim Tebow playing football and speaking out for the Lord. And what they do? They just ripped him apart one by another. For he didn't even play for anybody after that. The despise those that do good. High-minded. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And this is a generation of lovers of pleasure with everything electronic at your fingertips. But that grid goes down. What have you got? Where's your pleasure then? Let me tell you, the God's grid doesn't go down. His love doesn't stop. And it says, having a form of godlessness, but denying the power thereof, such turn away. For this sort, they which creep into houses. This is happening right now. Listen, in the 50s, I hear people tell me all the time, before my time, they could leave their door unlocked. They didn't have to lock their door. What happens now, though? People's getting their homes broken into while they're sleeping, getting murdered while they're sleeping, raped while they're sleeping, beat, robbed. This world is getting right to where God said it's going to be before he comes back. And lead captivity, silly women laden with sins, led them away in divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. ever learning and never able coming to the knowledge of truth. Everything is based on learning. You got to learn all this, and they're just with the core and everything and the way they are in schools and how much they're on it, but they're not talking about that spirit of truth that's going to take you. They want to take you through a job that's going to take you through part of your life before you retire, but what about the rest of it? What about through all eternity? The time is here. We're in the end times. This is the end times. All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And that's what's happening right now. We're suffering persecution. I can't even say at my work, God bless you. I'll do it anyway because I speak for the Lord. I work for Him first. But that's how they're doing it. People say that, they'll get fired from their job saying Merry Christmas. But the evil men and the seducers shall wax worse and worse. This is what the Bible says what's going to happen, the end times. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. And my God, are we seeing that in this world right now? And it goes on. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust. It says that, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Believe in stuff that ain't true. Living the life that, like I said, for Hollywood or something, a fake, you know, and a false self of being. Not living in the truth. Jesus is the truth. He's the only truth there is. And at the end of the Bible, the Bible says, concerning the day and hour, no man knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. You must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Everlasting life is based on love. Love will want you to know all you can about God that gave His life, Jesus that gave His life for you to be saved. He suffered so you may have salvation. Knowing that we're born into sin, we're born into sin. You don't have to teach a child to be selfish. You don't got to teach a child to throw a temper tantrum, to steal, to lie, to deceive. All these traits are of the devil. We're born into sin, which is when we get saved, we're what? We're born again. This time we're born into God. We're born into Jesus, to the Holy Spirit, to a Heavenly Father. When you're saved, we're born again. We need to be born again because you're born into sin. I heard that the little kids is angels. Oh, he's such an angel. But the older they get, listen, the longer their legs get, the shorter their wings get. For you know it, they're sassing you. For you know it, they're living another way. That'll live how I'm going to live, defiant. Because they're born into sin, but we need to be born again. The old ways put away. Take on the armor of light and stand it on the truth. Jesus is the only truth that matters. Nothing in your life matters that you think may matter from one day to the next, but Jesus, but the Lord, but having that Holy Spirit in you. Praise God by being led by Him. He says, I'll talk to you. I'll stand behind you. I'll tell you to turn to the right and to the left. I got my hand on you. You're not living right with the Lord right now. If you're living in worldly ways, if you're doing anything that's not of God, that's the pleasures of the Lord, of the world, let me tell you, right now is the time to change your life. You can change everything about yourself right now. But you have to be serious. You have to have your mind on the Lord. You got to say, Lord, I want all that you have for me. What if you came today? What if the Lord came right now, this very minute, and he was to take all his up in the rapture? Would you be part of that? Or would you be down here crying, wishing, not even feeling the love? Because when he does that, he takes his spirit away. Right now, you're living, you can feel that spirit, you can call on that spirit. But after that rapture, you're still left here, you're not going to be calling on that spirit. You're going to be in fear. You're going to see things you never imagined possible. You're going to see things that Hollywood could never think of. You're going to see things that's going to scare you to death, and you won't be able to die. Praise God, we've got to get yourself right with the Lord. The thing is there's so many lost souls out there. We got to get right with the Lord so that light can shine in us. And when that light shines in us, others are drawn to us. And that light will begin to shine in them when they find out about the Lord, accept Him in their life. And when that light shines in them, others will be drawn to them. This is the time that we got no time to waste. This is a hurry-up offense. We got to save the souls, save the lost at any cost, whatever it takes. And you got to do whatever it takes. If the Lord calls you to fast, then put down that fork and spoon and everything and fast and live by the precious Lord, the word of the Lord, and not by bread and water. Praise Jesus, but by the everlasting word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Don't be one of those on that branch that he plucks off because you're not producing nothing. On that vine that produces no fruit, you love the Lord. You say you love the Lord. You say that you believe in him. Show it. Show him that. Prove it to him. Prove it to him by your actions. Have that works that goes with that faith that you proclaim. Be that power, that beacon of light. Be that one that saves the lost, that brings them out of that darkness. That darkness is terrible. It's killing all the time. How many people died today? I like to see the numbers. Hundreds of thousands all across the world. And how many went straight to hell? We don't know the answer, but could it be you? What if your heart stopped ticking tonight? Where would you be at? This ain't a scare religion. This is a matter of fact. This is reality. God, Jesus, knocking at your door. He's knocking and knocking. Open up that door. I love you. Open that door. Serve me and find out what life is really about. It ain't about something you wish it was. It ain't about some Hollywood scene to make everything right and works out in the end. A lot of people think that they're going to wait their whole life and get saved in the end. What if you was in a car wreck? Anything can happen. Just look at the news. It happens every day. Somebody sitting on their porch struck by a stray bullet. Was they prepared for the Lord? We might feel bad about them, think that they loved the Lord and they went to church, but was they really saved? Was they showing fruits of their labor? Or was they dead? You got to have those fruits. You got to be living for the Word. Listen, read your Bible. If you're not reading your Bible, have it handy. Hold it, hug it, embrace it. Hold it to your chest. Know that these words are real. That Jesus is real. He's alive. His power is real. It's more than just words. It ain't just something you're going to read in a book. It's that power of the Lord that'll take a hold of your life and pick you up when you're down. He'll shield you when those come against you. Won't no enemy be able to do anything to you that the Lord can't take care of. Through Christ, all things are possible. Everything is possible through Christ. Yes, the deaf can hear, the blind can see, the lame can walk. All things are possible to him that believe. Believe in Jesus. Believe in that Holy Ghost. Believe in God the Father. Knowing Jesus died on that cross for your sins, God brought him back from the dead. He rose. Thousands seen him. Listen, it wasn't just one or two. Multitudes of people seen him come back. And he wasn't just here for a minute. He hung out. He showed you the marks in his hands. They're still there today. Still there today. Praise Jesus. Today. Say, today I want to be in paradise. If I was to die right now, today I want to be in paradise. Just imagine that, what heaven is really like. And we can't, but it's better than anything on earth. Anything you could ever imagine. And the love you feel, and that feeling all over, that good feeling. The greatest moment in your life when you was gleaming, everything happened just right, you were so happy. Can't touch what the Lord is going to do for you. Can't touch what that Holy Ghost is. Can't touch that power of the Lord, that feeling that the Lord puts upon us. Praise God, it's Jesus is real, he's alive, and he'll show you that. He'll put his anointing upon you. Jesus' name. Thank you. Just raise up your hands right now. Mother Leola, I didn't have time for you. I'm sorry about that. She's calling. She's so blessed. But just raise up your hands right now and say, Lord, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I'm so sorry I sinned against you. Save my soul, Lord. I don't want to live for the world. I want to turn from the things of the world. I want to feel your power. I want to feel your anointing. I want to help you, Lord, in saving souls. Jesus' name. Change my life, Lord. Make me what you want me to be, not what I thought I wanted to be. It's not Christ that liveth in me. It's not me that live, but Christ that liveth within me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Read your Bible. Hold it. Embrace it. Sit quiet. Darkness, turn everything off and just listen to the Lord. Pray to him, have a prayerful heart. keep praying and keep praying and keep praying. Keep reading your Bible. Keep talking about the Lord to others. The more you do it, the stronger that Spirit's going to come. The more He's going to take a hold of your life, and He's going to do wonderful things with your life that you never thought possible. Things you didn't imagine happening. That's what the Lord's going to do to you. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. I'd like to thank everybody for listening today. Listen, shout out from the rooftops and proclaim that you love Jesus, that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let His Spirit just flow through you right now. Be lifted up and changed in